On Sunday, November 18th, 2018, at around 5 p.m., Vincent Marino pulled into the driveway of the East Hartford, Connecticut home he shared with his brother, 30-year-old Dominic Marino, or Dom as he was known by those close to him. But when Vincent opened the door, he came upon a gruesome scene. Laying lifeless on the floor, in a pool of blood, was his brother. Dominic had been shot in the torso, and even more disturbing, he was bound at the wrists and ankles with duct tape. Police and rescue were dispatched to the home, but it was clearly too late. 4 years later, Connecticut police detectives do not have answers still, and they need your help. My name is Caitlin, and this is Wicked. It is no coincidence that I chose to tell Dom's story this week instead of any other week. When this episode is out, it will be Veterans Day here in the United States. And today, we honor the millions of men and women living in this country who made the brave choice to serve in our military. And Dominic is one of those millions. Dom's obituary says that like many soldiers, he knew he wanted to be in the military at a young age. So at the age of 18, Dom signed on the dotted line to join the United States Air Force during a delayed enlistment program. And after going through training, he was shipped off to be based in Guam. The military gave him once-in-a-lifetime opportunities that many people can only dream of. He was able to travel the world, and he was sent to South Korea, Kuwait, Japan, Turkey, and Germany. During his time in the service, he was awarded Airman of the Quarter 5 times, and he also was selected as Airman of the Year. But as we know, military life isn't always pretty. After sustaining severe injuries to his knee and shoulder, he filed for veterans' disability benefits, and he was issued a 70% permanency rating, which made it a pretty serious injury. His dream of making a career out of the Air Force wasn't going to happen. According to Dominic's father, even though the injury made him sad and at times depressed, Dominic took it in stride and accepted it just as part of the job. Honestly, I think that's a great attitude to have because he didn't let his injury keep him from still getting involved in the community. He volunteered at soup kitchens as a way of giving back. When he was at those soup kitchens, a lot of those people that were there would be veterans and he would trade stories with them, and you know, it kind of made them feel less alone. Aside from the military, he loved basketball, going for walks with his dog, and watching the New York Yankees. His family describes him as a good boy who wouldn't hurt a fly. I'm not able to share a lot of details about this crime, and it's not because I'm holding anything back. It's quite literally because there's such little information out there about this case. It's very hard to get a gauge on the circumstances leading up to his death because there's nothing there. The police really have not released anything. And this could be for 2 reasons. One, there really are no leads and there's nothing to share. Or B, there are things that the police found during their investigation and they're not sharing it because it could possibly compromise the integrity of the investigation. That's not something that I want to mess with, so I am sharing the information that I do have regarding the crime scene. So at the scene, police found evidence of forced entry and a struggle. They also determined that more than one person had been involved. So did he know his killer? The part of East Hartford that Dom and his family lived in was a middle-class neighborhood with a very low crime rate. It seems highly unlikely complete strangers would want to canvass the neighborhood. But stranger things have happened. The lack of public information is actually why I'm featuring him in my Veterans Day episode. I think that it could really help generate leads for the police if his information is put on a podcast. I'm also posting it to my TikTok because I have no doubt that it'll somehow go viral and the police will get some sort of information. This year, the fifth edition of the Connecticut Cold Case Playing Cards deck was released, and Dominic is featured on the Two of Clubs. There's a sad irony in this case, and it's that Dominic saw combat. He went all over the world, in some of the most war-torn parts of the earth, and yet, he didn't lose his life in combat. He met his demise right on American soil at 30 years old, and his case has gone cold. It's an absolute tragedy. The East Hartford Police Department is offering a $50,000 monetary reward, the maximum reward allowed under Connecticut law, for information leading up to the arrests of Dominic's killers. If you have any information regarding this case, if you lived in the area at the time and think maybe you saw something that day, you didn't think about it back then, but now you're thinking about it, please contact the police department. Contact Detective Frank Napolitano at 860-291-7640. Again, 860-291-7640. Alternatively, you can call Connecticut Cold Case at 1-866-623-8058. Again, 866-623-8058. Dom's family has been waiting 4 years for answers as to who would have done this to their son. Any little bit of information is helpful, and I hope that one day Dominic's family will be able to get the closure that they so rightfully deserve.